next week, you know damn well I won't. Working for a living, working, working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Cause I really need to work, but hitting up my buddies got me feeling like a jerk. $100 car note, $200 rent. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living, working, working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Oh, 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 working for a living. Oh, oh, taking what they're giving. Oh, oh, working for a living. Oh, oh, oh. Souls, rock and roll, any other game. Working for a living, working, working for a living, working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. What they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living. Working for a living, living and a working.
Hey, that's Huey Lewis in the News, working for a living. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You gotta get a raise next week, damn well nil. Damn well no, well you won't. Alright, I'm WC Chronicles, and I am here with Jersey Mike.
You know what's crazy? I saw a show they're putting back on again called The Las Vegas. It's a show with James Caan, Shower Lad from 2003, 4, 5. The guy, Josh Donnan, he married Fergie. There's a lot of cool people, but when you don't have our lifestyle of Las Vegas and you're watching 18, 17 years ago, the beautiful people at the pools like we should be at now, today's Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, yeah.
I mean, this is a fantasy world that's created like Hollywood and all kinds of Disneylands and stuff.
It is a big Disneyland, that you put it that way.
And it's for adults. And we're going to see what we wind up. And I don't think we're going to wind up fully like we think we are when this is up. But I'll take anything to be running.
And this is the Nerdlings Podcast. And we're doing another street walking podcast, playing songs as we think of them and throwing them there to you. So what do you think the casinos are going to... Because they say they're going to open with barriers and hand sanitizer. It's just like, are you kidding me? Is that going to work?
It's got to work because they're losing too much money. The Wynn's paying out $3 million a day up until May 15th. It's going to cost them $180 million to pay out towards their employees.
That's insane.
And that's money that's not going to get regenerated till they open. Now, here's the problem. They just opened up 5 nightclubs in Seoul, Korea, and they shut them down after 4 or 5 days because of the virus spiked again.
Yeah,
because
there's like 7 states where it's spiking again, or it's... But do you really believe the numbers sometimes? You know, playing counterintuitive here, devil's advocate, do you believe the numbers?
Honestly, I have a friend I went to high school. Her mother has it, and they said there's nothing that she can do. She lives in New Jersey. You can just pray. That's about it. So it's real. It's just a question of how does it strike people, where and when and how. because social distancing isn't working anymore. People are going out. They've had enough.
Yeah, I have the insanity. I'm gonna call it the insanity of seeing people out in my area, groups of people riding bikes, 10 bikes or more, close together, no mask. I can understand not wearing masks because you want to get some fresh air. It's cool evening right now. But good grief, maintain some distance. I mean, the feeling of, I know the businesses are open. They got to get going again. There's this wretched feeling of like, I'm not interested. I don't want to be around people. I don't feel safe. Forget it.
It's going to come down to playing Russian roulette, like you said. If you think you're healthy enough and you're not going to get it, that's great. Other people have underlying health issues. They don't know. Might get it, might not. It's just going to be one of those things.
All I've been doing for fun is just going to the North Desert to what they call the Thule fossil beds and hiking out and collecting old World War II bullet shells.
That's pretty cool. I go to the park and I do a couple other things and, you know, walk a lot and just try to get it together because you could lose your mind in this. Even if you have friends
oh,
like
God,
me and you
yeah.
together,
yeah,
you
shit.
Talk to your family and stuff, you still lose it because I'm a casino guy. I make my living off casinos. Long story short, they're all closed and they're saying we're going to open this one, that one, at this. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Eventually you jump back in, but things start slow, like opening up, Denny's. So many people can sit, so many people can come in. You can't expect that you're going to take off to the moon and get rich. You're just survival, and getting out is enough anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're more than just keeping your head above the water. I mean, you're very lucky to keep a nostril level at water at this point in time.
Yeah.
I mean, let's do this. Let's play the Beatles. It's getting better because we got to hope it's getting better. That's what we got to keep hoping for.
It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school.
I can't complain.
The teachers that taught me weren't cool.
I can't complain.
They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your rules. I've got to admit, it's getting better.
There's the Beatles. It's getting better.
It got better because we just played the Beatles.
But, you know, I'm glad to see that things are finally opening after, I'm going to say 8 weeks. I'm not going to go this old 7.5 weeks. No, 8 weeks. you're gonna go a little stir crazy, you're gonna go a little bit batshit, you know, you're gonna go a little Jerry Lewis without the plan, premeditative plan.
Did you see who died? Little Richard and Roy and Siegfried. Roy died?
Yes. Now, I know, the whole Siegfried and Roy thing, that was a little before my time, way before my time, before I moved here to Vegas.
I remember them with the, not really see them, but they were part of Vegas, the Mirage. They built them their own.
That's not ours.
Yes, it is. They built them their own arena. They made a lot of money for the Mirage and, you know, their guys and tigers. And they put the white tiger on the map for safety.
That's true. That's true.
But long story short, though, how are you coping with this COVID-19?
I am going about just, I'm still doing tutoring English online. I'm getting maybe one or two jobs a week. I'm still not near my income level that would happen. You know, again, I'm just floating like one nostril above water right now.
I'm sunk like the Titanic and USS Bismarck. I need these places to open a little at a time to grind.
So I'm doing it slowly. I'm trying not to... I mean, I really want to get back to exercising and working out, and I know the gym is not going to open for a long time.
Ah, but in Oregon they are. They're supposed to open Monday, I heard.
Most things are closed until the 6th. It's like first phase one in Oregon, from what I heard.
To the 6th?
July 6th, yes.
Oh, really? July?
But then,
oh, I thought they were opening up in one place, Bentonville or something, Oregon. They're going to open up the gyms.
I think the gyms are still on hold because it's like a 4 or 5 phase thing like everywhere else, you know.
Yeah, we just hit phase one. At least we got some good stuff open. You can sit, have a coffee, and you can go get a joint, but you can't go and participate in anything else in Sin City right now.
Well, I saw some of the sports they're watching. They're watching baseball in Korea with no fans.
Hey, listen, you know what? At least you can still watch baseball, sit at home, and have a beer. A lot of people collecting nice chunks of change on the unemployment. You know, they save some money. They'll go back to work eventually. Enjoy yourself. Have a barbecue. Spend some time with your family.
Yes, you hear cars because we're out doing our walking podcast right now.
It's a walking progress podcast.
That's a good way to put it. The walking progress podcast.
But that's about it. You know, you're looking at the back. You see the Venetian. You see other places. They're all lit up. Some aren't lit up. Some places aren't going to be coming back. 33.5 million jobs, jobless, you know, unemployed. 2.5 million a week added. I think we're pretty blessed to be walking around on a 90-something degree evening, and we're keeping our nostrils. You're one above. I'm sunk, but I'll survive.
All right, pick our next two songs in a row.
Heart, Crazy About You because of the crazy time. And
crazy heart.
Let's see. Sinatra, The Summer Wind, because we're in Vegas.
Yes, The Summer Wind.
Crazy on you. Let me go crazy. summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. And still the days, those lonely days, they go on and on. And guess who sighs his lullabies through nights that never end? My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind. The summer wind.
Okay, Sinatra, Summer Wind, and Heart, Crazy on You, which is a good description for the way things are and continue.
This is something else, but 8th week coming up, and I'll tell you, it's hard to say who wins and who loses here.
Well, what have you been watching on TV? I got hooked on Jerry Lewis movies again. I still cannot, I mean, we've talked about Jerry Lewis before on the podcast, and I've always been a big fan. When you're that 10-year-old kid and you get that permission to go, ah, lady, ah, you know, just the complete permission. Started watching some of his movies again, and I still cannot believe that I actually got to go into his house when they were having his estate sale and see everything. I watched a documentary about him. This was before he did the movie The King of Comedy, and he was in his office sitting by his desk, and I just looking, watching and just remembering, I stood right there in front of that desk where those bookshelves were empty and everything.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good thing. What am I doing? I'm texting a woman that doesn't text back.
Okay.
Her name is Elena.
Is that a TV show, a new reality show?
Listen, it's been my reality for a while, so, wow. Another car coming. We are doing a walk-in podcast with listening to some music and just trying to survive. Now look at all the people here. 2, 3, 4 people going to the store.
Yeah,
lights on,
past
lights
the
out.
Strip mini mall here.
Things are opening little by little, and they'll stay open little by little.
Now, you know, a lot of these, every place, restaurants, other stores, they got all the rules that if you're going to go in, you got to wear a mask. And then there's these people who will revolt and go, I got rights, I don't have to wear a mask. Well, yeah, okay. You know, what do you think about it?
I think the hay fever is bad here for allergies, so you should wear a mask just for that alone. But wear the mask. It's a good safety and precaution.
I love the fact that they are putting rules forth, and this has got to be a new normal. Because, you know, even if you don't like rules, there's these people who don't want it. It's like, I'm special. I don't have to go by the rules. No, you have to obey the rules. Or it's like in the airlines, they say you're going to wear a mask. Well, then you're not flying. That's the way it is. I love that kind of idea.
Yeah, it should have been a long time ago. People who cough and have problems shouldn't have been around flights, but what can you say? Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Now we're just happy to get whatever phase we got open here. As you see in the background, the highway has a lot of traffic, not stopping, but there's cars, trucks, you know, freight's moving, stuff's coming around.
Yeah, I saw hand sanitizer in the store today. It blew me away. I'm like, wow.
You know, wasn't going to run out forever, especially here in Vegas. But even with the casinos closed, we have a lot of people. And like one of the managers at the store says, we have enough food stores here to supply a lot of people because we're very spread out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, let's do ACD. You want to go across?
Yeah.
Let's play ACDC Breaking the Law. ACDC Breaking the Law. No, not ACDC. It was Judas Priest.
Judas Priest, yeah. Breaking the Law.
All right, you pick the ACDC song then.
Oh my gosh, ACDC. I can't even tell you. Unplugged?
Unplugged? Okay, here's something by ACDC, Unplugged.
I don't remember. Hell, I don't even remember now. I'm just like...
The three of you. Just do it. Stop your crying and do it.
You're 10 past 9 in the morning.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
He's got to earn his dollars. Yeah.
Earn your dollars right now.
There you go.
Earn your dollars.
Go round again, boys. She was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had to synthesize, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, taking more than a share, had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there. And the walls start shaking, earth was quaking, my mind was aching. Shut me up,
Yeah, come on, keep going. This is good. Don't give up.
What is your second verse?
I got it.
Marty, you do it.
All right, son, come on.
Working double time on the seduction line. She was one of a kind. Right, she's just kids. A line of mine. Wanted no applause, just another pause. Made a meal out of me and come back more. Yeah, I had to cool me down to take another round. Now I'm back in the ring to take another swing. Cause the world was shaking, the earth was shaking. Yeah. My mind was aching. We won't make it, and you should be out now, yeah, you should be out now,
that's it.
Knock me out, yeah, you should be out now,
you should be out now.
Doctor, Artie's gonna collapse. Come on, Brian, you do it. Finish it the right way.
You should be young and long.
How about son?
Uh-oh, he needs help. Go ahead, Artie, you're on.
Yeah, you should be young and long.
All right, I think that about does it for the Walking Street Podcast. Everyone, last words, Jersey?
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, even though when you hear it, it's like 5 days gone by.